Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're diving into Amazon, the e-commerce giant that has revolutionized the way we shop and consume goods. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Amazon is known for its customer-centric approach and relentless focus on innovation. But from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like anchoring and overconfidence influence their decision-making, especially in areas like pricing and product?
Anchoring plays a significant role in Amazon's pricing strategy. They often use psychological pricing tactics, such as showing discounts from a list price, which serves as an anchor, making the actual price seem like a great deal. Overconfidence is evident in their ambitious expansions. Think of projects like Amazon Web Services, which started as a side business and is now a major revenue driver. Jeff Bezos and his team's confidence in their ability to disrupt industries has fueled Amazon's growth, but it also exposes them to risks if they overestimate their capabilities or market demand.
And that overconfidence isn't just internal. Investors have also bought into the Amazon story, often pushing the stock price higher based on future growth expectations rather than current profits. This narrative investing can lead to high valuations that may not always be justified by the fundamentals.
Exactly. The belief in Amazon's ability to dominate multiple sectors, from cloud computing to logistics, can create a feedback loop where positive sentiment drives up the stock price, which in turn reinforces the belief that Amazon can do no wrong.
Shifting gears, let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Amazon. The company has faced criticism for its work culture, yet it has also made strides in promoting diversity. How does this play into behavioral finance?
Amazon's efforts in DEI can be seen as a response to social proof and the growing expectation from investors and consumers that companies should be inclusive. By promoting diversity, Amazon not only improves its work environment, but also appeals to a broader customer base. However, the perception of Amazon's culture can be a double-edged sword. While they are making progress, past criticisms can lead to reputational risk if they don't continue to improve.
Investors are definitely paying attention to how Amazon handles DEI, as it's increasingly seen as a factor in long-term business sustainability. Any missteps in this area could lead to a loss of investor confidence, which could negatively impact the stock.
That's right. Amazon's DEI initiatives are not just about compliance or public relations. They're integral to maintaining investor trust and ensuring that the company remains competitive in a diverse global market.
Speaking of global markets, Amazon operates in numerous countries, each with its own cultural and economic nuances. How does Amazon adapt to these different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Amazon's ability to adapt to different markets is key to its global success. They tailor their services to meet local needs, like launching Prime Video in India with a focus on regional content. From a behavioral finance perspective, this is a way of managing loss aversion. By customizing their approach, Amazon reduces the risk of rejection in new markets. However, this also requires them to be keenly aware of local consumer behaviors and regulatory environments, which can vary significantly.
And these adaptations are crucial because what works in the US might not work elsewhere. For instance, in emerging markets, Amazon has had to innovate around infrastructure challenges that wouldn't be an issue in more developed countries.
Exactly. Amazon's flexibility in adapting to local markets while maintaining a consistent global brand is one of their strengths, but it's also a balancing act that requires careful navigation of cultural and economic differences.
Now, let's compare Amazon to other companies in the industry, like Alphabet, Meta, and Apple. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Amazon's focus on scale and efficiency sets it apart from companies like Alphabet and Meta, which are more focused on technology and social platforms, respectively. Amazon's investor base might be more influenced by the company's consistent growth and market dominance, leading to a belief that Amazon is a safe bet despite its lower margins compared to tech companies. In contrast, Apple's brand loyalty drives a different kind of investor confidence, often seen as more stable and predictable.
And unlike Meta, which faces significant scrutiny over privacy issues, Amazon's challenges are more related to its treatment of workers and antitrust concerns. These issues can influence investor sentiment and create volatility in the stock, especially when news of regulatory actions breaks.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own set of behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Amazon, the focus on innovation and efficiency often overshadows concerns, but those concerns are still very much present and can affect investor confidence.
To sum up, Amazon's approach to business is a masterclass in leveraging behavioral finance, whether it's through their pricing strategies, global market adaptations, or their DEI initiatives. But like all companies, they are not immune to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics can give investors a more nuanced view of what drives Amazon's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.